Now, I guess in other situations, we've seen these kinds of data come out before and, maybe not necessarily pan out. Anything new in terms of the mechanism of action of rituximab and any new data on correlation between serum levels and what it's doing?
I think this kind of data is very valuable, and it would be nice to have more information about levels. Unfortunately, there are not many studies yet that have reported data about levels. There is some data in patients who are treated in this trial, this RESORT trial, which looks at patients who received rituximab for 4 doses and then they got 1 dose every 3 months as maintenance. They looked at rituximab levels, and there's some information that getting levels of 25 micrograms per ml of rituximab in your blood means that if you maintain a level above that, you have a higher chance of responding or remaining disease-free with follicular lymphoma. Follicular lymphoma. If, on the other hand, your level is lower than that, that means that you're going to progress more rapidly. The problem is that in the RESORT trial, they looked at that level and they were not achieving that as a maintained level in patients who receive 1 dose every 3 months. So what it means is that we don't know how to maintain very well those patients. The data in the RESORT trial is contradicting some of the original data that was published regarding levels that was reported by Berenstain. It's really interesting, and it means we may have to go back to the drawing board about rituximab levels and how important they are in patients with follicular lymphoma and perhaps even large cell lymphoma.
Now, the RESORT trial is looking at the issue of maintenance rituximab in, as you say, follicular lymphoma. Anything new in terms of data on that question, both in follicular lymphoma, high grade, and other situations?
No, right now we're still anticipating some of the RESORT trial data as well as a lot of the other follicular lymphoma data or indolent lymphoma data that is still out there and pending. A lot of the emphasis at ASCO was on treatment of patients with relapsed disease. So there was no randomized study of follicular lymphomas that was presented at ASCO.